Wake up with AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Welcome to the Tuesday podcast. We were Bridgetless.
Yeah, bit of butcher's hook.
Yeah, she's crook.
She's a little bit crook, but we've got a big, big podcast coming up. We've got an Aussie making a massive overseas in the world of sport, but you won't believe his nickname. Also, there was a two-minute noodle sandwich going around the internet. We want to find out what your weird food combinations are and some of the worst sounds released. What sound do you absolutely dislike?
There's a massive game of cricket coming up, the T20 at Metricon Stadium. The first time we get to see T20 cricket on the Gold Coast on Saturday at Metricon, Australia v South Africa. There's a lunch to accompany it on Friday at QT. Mark Taylor and the legendary Ian Healy. We're going to chat with Heels and Amy Shark.
Oh.
Born on the same day as
Amy. Oh, two of the greats born on one same day. Oh. Unbelievable. And also Limo. We'll chat with Limo and see if he's going through a midlife crisis.
And there's a woman out there who's willing to pay $100,000 to find the right man.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't cheat, the number one rule.
AJ Bridge and Spider on the podcast on Gold 92.5. Enjoy.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Our own Amy Shark, you like the way we claim you?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you claim me?
All loved up. That's a good song.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
Amy
Shark's
really with us here at Gold 92.5 with AJ Bridge and Spider. And Bridge's a bit crooked today, so she's not in the studio. It's 26 past 8, hour later on the tweet.
Yeah, Camille, our producer's joining us as well. One of your huge fans, Amy. But I do have to ask, now you've just come off a pretty long tour. Do you actually travel with anything? I know when I travel locally and even internationally, I always take Weet-Bix and coffee. So I have the same breakfast every morning I get up, no matter where I am in the world.
Yeah.
Do you travel with anything?
So I travel with muesli bars. I'm just always so scared of getting hungry because I just turn into a monster when I'm hungry. And also my mum bought me this crazy like eye massage because I have trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
And I look like I'm from Star Trek. When I put it on my eyes, like, covers your whole eyes and it just massages around your eyes.
Yeah.
And no one knows where I got it from.
Like. Amy Spider just did a SBS project to Sudan. So are you telling us you took Weet-Bix to Sudan?
Yeah.
Serious.
Weet-Bix and coffee, Makana coffee. Yeah,
so they let you, is that like, I don't know where that is. Do you fly to that place?
Yeah.
And they let you take just...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's just...
Makana coffee and Weet-Bix are okay.
I'm so used to getting, like, stripped down going to, like, America that you can't take anything. Like,
yeah.
So Weet-Bix, that's impressive.
We're talking about stripping down. You've got one thing in common with AJ.
What do you mean?
I'm really interested.
Well, can you predict what it is?
Are you asking me or Amy?
Well, both. Do you listen, Amy?
I know what it is.
Do I listen?
Yeah.
To?
Anything? Anyone?
Because
AJ doesn't listen. He doesn't know how to listen.
Oh, okay. Are you saying that I don't listen? That's what we have in common?
We're Taurian brother and sister.
Oh, we're Tauruses.
We were born on the same day.
No, we weren't.
Yes.
14th of May.
That's why we are so good looking.
I'm pleased, Amy, you said that.
Handsome man. I walked in, I was like, he's a Taurus.
I can feel a vibe too, Amy.
He's going red. Look at your face, AJ. You're blushing.
Last time you went this red was when we had the Bachelorette in here. Ellie.
Camille, take over.
That's fantastic.
Now, you've been nominated for 9 ARIA Awards, which is out of control.
Thank you.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like, there's some... I mean, you work so hard on something, and I buried myself in this album for so long, but you never really think about, you know, anything else but the music.
Mm.
And then to come out of all this and do all the tours and the promo and then to just be rewarded with, like, 9 nominations is, like...
Wow.
It's so humbling, and I obviously had a lot of years where I wasn't recognized. So to me, like, everyone's like, oh, you know, awards don't mean everything. And I'm like, yeah, maybe not, but they're also really great as well.
Mm.
So it's usually people that don't get nominated that say that to me. But you know, it's for me, it's just great to be recognised.
Yeah. And yeah. So with the current one, the Apple Music Song of the Year voting, so that's one that fans can vote on
yeah.
out of the nine?
Yeah, yeah. So they can, like, you know, everyone can sort of take ownership of that one, listen to it as many times as you want, or you can go on the link and vote for it if you like the song.
So you've gone really high really quickly. What do you give those kids, because it isn't just because it's all the work you've done beforehand to actually get you there, but yeah. those kids trying to, you know, make a break in life, they're finishing school, school is about to start, what advice would you give them?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't even have to be going into the music industry.
Yeah, I think it's anything that you are passionate about. I think you need to take a second and realize, like, what is something that you could do for free and you would be happy to do it, even if, you know, something you actually genuinely love doing, not just for money or for fame or Instagram or anything like that, like something that's like actually makes you so happy doing it, because that's the only way you'll get anywhere, because the world is so brutal and you need to just do it for yourself before anything else.
Yeah.
Amy, enjoy your week off. All the best. You're a great ambassador for this whole region. And now you've got time to... Amy was worried about the fact before we came on the air that she hasn't even had time to get her eyebrows right.
Yeah. Thank God it's radio.
So now the good thing about your eyebrows, AJ used eyebrow tint on his moustache. What do you think?
Well, that's one thing I think I noticed. I was like, wow, that's a great moustache on a Torian. It's just everything's just working for you right now.
Thank you very much. It's chestnut. It's chestnut, like my horse.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amy. Good luck.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Guess who? It's Limo.
What is that song from,
what
actually?
What a great day. Awesome. I don't know, but I started taking my clothes off.
Oh, wow.
Whatever that song is. wonderful to be with you guys.
Oh, you got to love a Monday. But what's happening now at... I didn't think you were that old, Limo. Please don't tell me you're having a midlife crisis yet. Well, you're going to move into Main Beach here on the Gold
I'm
Coast.
I'm starting to exhibit midlife crisis behaviour. Now, I'm not trading my wife in, okay? Don't panic. Good. I'm not getting plastic surgery.
Good.
Okay, you're getting the MG.
Yep.
I'm not buying
the
a sports
MX.
Car. I'm not buying a sports car, but I'll tell you what I am doing, Spider.
Yeah.
I'm looking at buying a ute. This is how my midlife crisis is manifesting itself.
Bogan.
Now, I was talking to a bloke, and a work ute too, like a proper tradies ute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was talking to a bloke at a car yard, and I said, I'm thinking of getting a ute. And he goes, what sort of terrain are you working with here? Are you going cross country? Is this for farming? Are you going camping? And I said, there's a couple of speed humps in my street. And there's some roadworks nearby. Does that qualify? Now, can I ask, guys, does it make me a giant flog if I just go and buy a ute and never take it anywhere and just drive it in normal city life?
I think if you buy the spray-on mud that goes with that ute, then you could be one of them.
It's like the Toorak tractor. A lot of them never see mud.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I might be joining that family very soon, because I just feel like I've got... You know, in a midlife crisis, you feel like you've got to get a bit more manly.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm feeling, right? Because at the moment, I drive a Nissan Juke. Right? It's my wife's car.
Oh, yeah.
We've just got the one car. I look like Mr. Incredible sitting in that thing.
Look like a hairdresser
car. I really do. I have to put the sunroof back and my head pops out the top of the car.
Or you've been mistaken for Mr. Bean.
Yeah, I really do. I look like Mr. Bean. My head poking out the toe. It's ridiculous. My wife says, what are you going to put in the back? I said, I don't know.
Stuff.
Just my surfboard. She said, you don't have a surfboard. Jumper leads. You don't have jumper leads, mate.
We'll borrow someone. The whisper is coming out of your neck of the woods that you're a baby Chino expert.
Oh, don't.
Limo.
I've started buying baby Chinos for my son, right? Now, because he wants to drink, because dad gets his coffee in the morning and he wants to have a coffee like dad. Right? There's a bit involved. There's your froth and there's your sprinkles and there's your marshmallow and there's your milk and there's your spoon.
Okay. Wow.
Now, what I hate is when they just put froth and a marshmallow and give you the spoon. I say, no, he needs the lid because he wants to drink it like his dad.
Oh.
But if there's just the froth and the marshmallow, if there's no milk, then he can't drink it like dad because he gets nothing out of it. So I've got to go and I talk them through the whole thing. I go, this much froth, put a bit of milk in there, sprinkles on top, marshmallow on the side, put the lid on, don't worry about it. But what a weird crossover. Someone who's an expert in baby chinos who's also buying a tradie's ute.
Yeah.
there wouldn't be a lot of common area in that Venn diagram. I suspect I'm the only person there. And guys, while we're at it, Movember, a great month raising money for men's health. And I'm growing a mow at the moment. Ooh. Can I just put a message out there to people?
Yes.
So far this month, everyone who's walked up to me has gone, hey, nice mow. It's got a touch of the Ivan Milats about it.
Oh.
Now, that it just doesn't put a spring in my step. Or if they don't say Ivan Milat, they say Chopper Reed. Not one person has said Hulk Hogan or Burt Reynolds. So a note to people, please, Hulk Hogan or Burt Reynolds, they're my two go-tos, all right?
He hasn't touched the ground.
Five to six, 1 hour later on the tweet. What's happening, big fella?
Yeah, plenty happening in sport. We're going to catch up with Ian Healy shortly as well. He's got a lunch happening at the QT on Friday. Yeah. And we've got some tickets if you want to give us a call on 13 27 10 to the 2020 match at Bentricon this Saturday, Australia versus South Africa. So if you want to come along to that, give us a ring. But how's this? One of the, you know, UFC, one of the craziest sports in the world, one of the hardest fought sports. There was a big fight over the weekend, a Korean versus Mexican, and it went right to the distance, and it was about 10 seconds before the end of the actual fight, and the Korean got knocked out. It was just an unbelievable knockout. It was a huge fight. Both fighters really busted up. You know what they did? Because they have to go and get a hospital checkup after they do all the UFC fights. So they put him in hospital. They put him in the same room. So when they woke up, you'd expect them to keep going, have a crack at each other and continue on. They ended up having a selfie together, posting a selfie.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, it was funny. And the Korean had written, he goes, I am embarrassed. I have no excuse. This is next to the Mexican in their, you know, in their beds in the hospital. To everyone who has helped me, I'm truly sorry. Thank you. To everyone who hates me, congratulations. And also making massive news, we love the Aussies overseas making big news in the NFL. And Dixon's, how's this? I'll tell you his nickname in a minute. The Aussie NFL player Dixon making headlines for stepping over the end zone line for a 1-point safety score. Have a listen to this. This is him scoring the point.
Dixon. Dixon's going to run. Dixon looking for the first down and he's got it.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding
me? Michael Dixon on fourth end zone runs for the first.
Yeah, and normally a punter is probably the lowest performed athlete in the NFL. Have a listen to the commentators. They just cannot get enough of this young kid, Aussie.
What can you do with it? Down under, destroyer, Michael Dixon. Oh, a perfect punt. Perfect. A perfect punt. It's unbelievable. This dude is changing the game. But this dude, changing the game, cuzzy. Look at his perfection.
They love him. But he is. He's averaging more yards than any other NFL player this year and even last year. They said he kicks like a golf pro with a wedge to the green. That's what he's like. He can place the ball anywhere. But you know what they're calling him now? Because he punts so well?
What?
Big Balls Dixon. So that's his nickname all around the States. That's all he is. Big Ball Dixon from down under.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
And I want to take your phone calls, 13 27 10. There's this lady that's got this brand new, she's put it all on social media and that's what we all love these days, a noodle sanger. Would you be into this one? A 2-minute noodle sandwich. So that's what she does. She loves her 2-minute noodles that much. She says, you put that between a piece of bread and it's the best thing you'll ever eat. So we thought, you know, there's a couple of other 2-minute noodle, delicacies that people do. But we want to know what your weird creation of food is. It doesn't have to be 2-minute noodles. Like I love Weet-Bix with Cocoa Pops. A lot of people don't reckon that's a good combo, but that's what I enjoy. Rob McLeod, he's got a very special one. We'll get his one next. But give us a call, 13 27 10, for those weird food combos. Before we go to the callers, Rod?
Every meal should be enhanced with a generous serving of tomato sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's fried eggs, roast chicken, All kinds of vegetables.
Mashed potato.
Mashed potato.
Oh,
yes.
Nah.
Tomato sauce.
Nah.
Drowning in it.
Camille, the producer, what do you reckon?
So Cadbury chocolate with chips. So you take a little bit of chips and a little bit of chocolate and you eat it at the same time. So you've got this. It's the savoury sweet. It's so good.
What?
Yeah. Christy in Palm Beach, what's your food combo?
It's my dad's. He'll have cold cooked prawns on cooked toast. For breakfast.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know, for breakfast.
No, it's disgusting, and then salt on top.
Oh, love it. Love it. Thanks for that.
Rocky in Palm Beach, what's your weird food combo?
Chopped strawberries, ice cream, and then balsamic vinegar.
No.
Oh.
What?
I taste it.
We'll do okay. It tomorrow.
Yeah, you'd get that down at the Collective in Palm Beach. That'd be a hipster kind of thing. We've got Lee in Runaway Bay. Lee, what's your combo? What's your food combo?
Yeah, when I went to school, we used to put Dim Sims in a roll. Dim Sims in a roll was the fave, and also anything really, chips, twisties. But Dim Sims was the definite fave in Bendigo, we used to roll up and stick as many Dim Sims as possible.
Must be a Victorian thing, because the big fella loves them too.
I love Dim Sims, and they were invented in Bendigo, so that's where they originated from. I'm going to try that one for sure.
Debbie and Narang, what's your weird food combo, Deb?
I love peanut butter and mayonnaise on Cruscuit biscuits.
Would you... No, I couldn't do that. I don't like peanut butter. But Camille, you have mayonnaise on it.
Yeah, QP mayonnaise, I think you could literally put on anything and it would taste good.
You have it on vegetables.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise on vegetables.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Now, be very careful, big fella. You potted the NBN yesterday and they called and complained. you've got to deal with that later.
I do, but... Fair enough too, but you know what? After reading the Gold Coast Bulletin today, and there's a special report on the ambition bid to make Main Beach great again.
Oh, look, now, just get off. Look, I've been in Mainey for years, you know that. Just back off.
I know.
Fella. Leave it alone.
Well, I just want to go through their action plan, and do you tell me what you think. And Robert Clare, be interesting to get your two, Bob, too.
All right.
Because it's from the Main Beach Progress Association. Okay, so their plan is to make Main Beach great again. This is their wish list. They want to create a unique tourist, quiet but luxurious destination. That's what they want to make. So on a part of that, they say, but we still want to bring in super yachts. We want to bring the America's Cup in. We want boutique cruise ships. But hang on, they wanted it quiet. So how can you do both? How can they have it quiet and luxurious but still bring in cruise ships and luxurious boats?
No one said we want it quiet.
No, this is what they're saying. This is what their demands are. And then they say, well, they want to have the competitive edge amongst rivals like Broadbeach, Pacific Fair and Robina. Well, to start, they need 10% of their shops filled.
Right.
That would be a good start,
That's a fair point.
It was, they've just got so many, you know, in the 90s, there was good vibe around Main Beach.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? It was good vibe. There was a lot of people there. There was music. There was bars. Everybody absolutely enjoyed it.
There's still music in bars.
They need to bring in a new generation. The only time Main Beach goes off is 26 times a year. Okay? Every second fortnight on a Thursday on pension day. That's the only time.
Oh, hang on. No.
Stupid.
That's the only day Main Beach gets any form of traction down the main street. Also, how's this? Now, you're talking about the clientele of Main Beach. They said, we want to create an Instagram opportunities. It's an Instagram destination for international recognition.
Well, it's a new world now. It's a new world.
How many people in Main Beach would know what Instagram is? How many people in Main Beach would know what Snapchat is? How many people in Main Beach would actually know what Facebook is? They probably don't even know what a computer is. So how are they going to make this an international destination online if they don't even know what it is? And the other one is they say they don't want the light rail, but they want a cruise ship terminal. They want more people. I'm confused. I'm totally confused. But they want to maintain an attractive and safe place to visit.
Yeah.
Well, it's the safest place on the Gold Coast. There's no one there. There's absolutely no one there. It's the safest place you can go to. I think Main Beach is set up perfectly for festivals, perfect streetscape to absolutely do anything they can. But the thing is, you know what Main Beach needs?
What does Main Beach need?
I reckon this is the only thing that Main Beach needs. It needs to border. It needs to be on the border of Mexico.
Right.
Because then you can get the migrant caravan that people actually want to come to Main Beach.
Oh,
he's a stupid.
Be sprayed by spider.
And we're not letting people in that got feet like that that wear thongs.
You don't let anybody in. That's the problem. You've actually got to get another generation. What do you reckon they need, Rod?
I think they need to dump anything associated with Donald Trump by saying, make it great again. Get rid of that.
Can't help yourself, can you?
What?
No. Well, you've stirred it up again.
Well, you go to the Gold Coast Bulletin today. It says ambitious bids to make Main Beach great again. I want to meet the Progress Association of Main Beach. I want to know what they actually do, because I say they've got a lot of work to do around there. I say put it on the border of Mexico and at least in the caravan migrants. Somebody will actually want to go to Main Beach.
AJ, Bridge and Spider. Bridge is cooked today, 12 to 8. We're helping Main Beach out. Well, that's what I'm trying to do. John at Bigger Waters, what do you got to say?
Spider, you're 100% correct. The best thing they should do is rename it to Aveo Main Beach.
Yeah, we'll put that to the Progress Association as soon as they get out of their bridge class or their chess tournament. Thanks for that, Johnny.
Darren at Ashmore. Darren, can you help Maney?
Yeah, I can help. I can put a few parking police in there so all the Ferraris and the Mercedes can stay the hell out of the loading zone so we can get our bloody job done.
Yeah!
Actually, you know what? If you put meters, parking meters in Maney, we'd be able to get the girls to come in.
Oh, that, yeah. There'd be a couple of seedy people sitting down there parking their cars deliberately for a long period of time.
That'd be a good idea. Gary, what do you think we should do with Maney?
I've got to say, bring in the cruise ship terminal. Bring in the cruise ship, brings in the farm, the tourists, brings in the money, and brings in jobs.
Yeah, really quickly, do you reckon Main Beach should have taken the light rail and then gone on to the cruise ship terminal to try and get people into Main Beach?
Oh, for sure, 100%.
Beautiful. Thanks for that, Gaz.
Steve, what do you got to say to Peter?
What I've got to say is basically just leave Main Beach the way it is. You know, there's enough circuses on the Gold Coast as it is, you know, stuck between South Park and Sufferer's Paradise.
Thanks, Steve. I think AJ's with you.
Lacey at Labrador. What do you got to say to Peter?
Hey, I want to say, when was the last time you went into Main Beach, Spider?
We don't let Peter into Main Beach. He's got awful feet. He wears thongs. The mayor of Main Beach won't let him in.
Well, it's a great place. You should get in there, really. It's always something to go to Shark on the corner of Woodruff. There's always heaps of people in there going there for breakfast. I really don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we used to come up here in the 90s. We used to love going there, 96, 97, 98. That was the first place we always went to on a Saturday and a Sunday was Main Beach. But now it doesn't seem the way. But, Lacey, thanks very much.
You should get in there, mate, and stop living in the past.
All right, I'm going there. I'm going to go to Main Beach and have lunch and see what it's like.
Here we go. It's AJ Bridge and Spiders. Name that year.
We have three pieces of history. We don't have three people, though.
No, we've got the big showdown today. I've been waiting for this day. I don't want to tell Bridge, but to go head-to-head with Rod McLeod once and for all.
And at stake, a round of golf at the winner's choice, including cart hire.
Okay. I was only going to bring in a dozen golf balls, but...
No, out of golf. Including cart hire.
All right, here we go.
You know where the golf balls were coming from?
Yeah, straight out of the lake.
Boston. he would have got a big stick and said, Boston, go and get the balls out of the lake and I'll stick them in a plastic bag.
You know what? You never, ever go looking for a ball at a golf club, because I was at Gainsborough Greens and I reckon there was a 2 to 3 metre snake going across the green and went straight into the water. Yes. And I said, from now on, they keep my ball.
Righto.
Here we go.
This sets this up. Name that year.
We're going streaking! Sorry, we're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
Rookie didn't know what the movie was, but it's not to do with the movie. It's the first streaker in Australia.
Oh, wow.
First streaker. Remember the one in the AFL, Bruce Dool?
That was a grab from the movie Old School with Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Rookie tells me. So, but the first streaker in Australia.
We saw Gordon Tallis do it during the NRL State of Origin some years ago.
Yes.
Oh, look, I reckon the first streaker, and what was the question again? The first streaker in Australia.
Australian sport. Mm.
Gee, I'm going to go, 1972.
No.
Oh, look, I reckon streaking's been around a little bit earlier than that in the flower power era. 1961.
No, 1974.
Yes.
Extremely. Come on.
That's the first televised one, wasn't it?
Don't start picking on the adjudicator.
Oh, look. Can't believe you got that. Actually, I can.
There's a story behind this, too. A few months ago, we had to do a television commercial and sing a Carly Simon song. You're So Vain.
Yes.
And Peter, we had to sing songs for a video thing we were doing, and Peter had no idea who Carly Simon was. So here we go. You ready? Name that year.
Nobody does it half as good as you. Baby, you're the best.
Famously from a James Bond movie, I think, Rod.
For Your Eyes Only.
Oh. Never, ever heard of it in my life.
Nobody does it better. Carly Simon, name that year.
Look, I wouldn't have a clue. I'm going to have a guess because I know Rod's going to be a lot closer. But I'm going to say it was 1981.
No.
Oh, close, 79.
No. But you're nearly there. 1977, Rod. So you're coming.
No, the showdown.
You're coming into the final round.
This is it.
This is it, and this is not easy. Here we go. Name that year.
Keep your eye on Danny Ocean. He's the quiet guy in the middle of it all. He's the guy with the big idea. He's calling a summit meeting of his own, and it's going to be a summit to top them all.
So that's the original Ocean's 11.
Oh, yeah. The original.
There's 12 and there's 13. There's Ocean's 8.
Dean Martin?
This is...
Was that a Rat Packer movie as well? Sammy Davis Jr. and...
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. Okay. Mm.
Okay, Rod's going to... I'll go first, because...
You're going to go first.
Well, I don't mind. You want to go first?
Big prize on the line here.
Big prize.
Look, I'll go first. And
Before you do, just tell us what the prize is again.
It's a round of golf, including carts, the winner's choice.
Okay.
Or on the Gold Coast.
Yep. On the Gold Coast.
We're not flying to King Island or anything.
I've got my year in mind, but you go first, Rodney.
Okay, my year is 1957.
What?
No.
Oh, look, I'm way out. I must be looking at the last original. I was thinking 1996. What's the year?
Well, is that what you're saying it is?
Yeah.
No. Rod wins!
Woohoo! Was your original Ocean's 11 before that?
1960.
Oh no!
Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr.
So that's a difference of 3 years compared to a couple of decades.
Angie Dickinson, Peter Lawford.
Who's ever heard of that? It wasn't there Ocean's 11 with... What's his name? Jack Ricardo or whatever.
You're thinking George Clooney and stuff, are you? No, it wasn't original. That was a remake.
Looking forward
to teeing it up with you, Peter.
Oh, okay.
That was only ever going one way.
Oh, no.
It was only ever going one way.
That's why I was happy with a dozen golf balls.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians, that is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Now, as a part of Bridges Feed that will be done by Spider, because Bridges Crook, stay around, because in just a moment I'll be giving you a reason to call for some great tickets to see Missy Higgins with special guest Dan Sultan.
Yeah, well, I worked out why Bridge is sick, and in exactly 10 hours and 15 minutes, Bridge's bedroom is going to be set up like a big TAB. Going to have about 10 or 15 screens all around it because it's a click frenzy tonight. Now, the click frenzy is when there's 4,000 deals going on offer. You've got 24 hours to buy them. They smashed the internet last year. You've got trips to China, New Zealand, villas in Bali. Not only travel items, but also clothing. Absolutely everything. 4,000 deals, and it goes absolutely off. So I reckon Bridge is just at home prepping, ready for the online shopping tonight.
Ready to bounce.
Now, AJ, there's a job for you too, also trending at the moment. There's this lady, there's no age limit, and there's a lady after winning Lotto, she's offering up a six-figure sum for a boyfriend. She's willing to pay $100,000 a year.
Not enough.
To a boyfriend. No, Google it. Because you'll see there, you've got to be drug tested, so you've got to make sure you pass that, which is easy. You've got to have no contact or eye contact with other females, which is easy because you're committed to her because she doesn't want anybody cheating on her. But the only one thing you do have to do is wear a T-shirt with a picture of you and her on it, which reads, if you can read this, you're standing too close to my boyfriend.
She looks very young.
There you go. $600,000 just as for a boyfriend.
She's got more, her eyebrows are more serious than my mustache.
There you go. And also just released are the top five most annoying sounds. Now, at number one was people talking too loud. So if you're on the bus, if you're on the train, if you're at work, people talking too loud, which is us. Number two was this. Yeah. The crying baby, which is number two. Number three was this. Yeah, bodily functions. Number four, people chewing. I hate people chewing. And at number five,
that's me.
Snoring. We want to know, 13, 27, 10, what is the worst sound? What noise just absolutely grinds the back of your teeth? People that talk loud was number one. At number two was crying babies. Oh, yeah. One of those sounds you can never forget. At number three was bodily functions. And number four was chewing. And number five was AJ.
Shocker.
Yeah, we got Matt. Matt here. What do you think? What is the most annoying sound for you?
Yeah, g'day, guys. You know, when they spit, but they drag it up from the bottom of their lungs.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of international. I do it, but I know what you. I know the sound.
Yeah, there's a place to do it. That's called the shower.
Yeah. thanks, Matt. I agree with you.
Or in the surf. Good point, Matt. Tracy at Coomera, which sound annoys you?
When someone's got a persistent tickle in their throat and they just continue to clear their throat without going and sorting it out.
Yeah, getting it done properly. Get the job done properly and get out of here.
Dean in Upper Coomera, what noise annoys you? What sound?
I can't stand whiteboard markers, the squeakiness.
Oh, what about fingernails on a chalkboard?
Oh, no, don't do that to me either.
That used to be the worst at school. Thanks, Nadine.
Michelle, what's the worst sound that you... the sound you don't like?
Oh, me, the pepper grinder.
Okay, really?
The pepper grinder, I'm telling you. My husband, every night, I cook a beautiful meal and before he's even tasted it, I just...
Kelly at Narang, which sound don't you like?
Guys, I really hate it when people constantly sniff.
Oh, yeah.
They're just always sniffing. My ex-husband used to do that all the time. It's either like, blow your nose, stop sniffing.
Hence, he's your ex.
And kids.
No, exactly, and then wipe it on their sleeve as well. Ooh, yeah, yeah, pretty gross.
I've found a sound that's annoying me.
Yeah, go. Oh, yeah. 100%.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
A massive cricket game coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be huge out there at Metricon Stadium. We're giving you the chance to be there over the week as well. Saturday from 5 o'clock, it's the T20 Australia versus South Africa. Australia obviously on the back foot at the moment, and Ian Healy is happy enough to join us. And Heels, I've got to ask you a quick question to kick off. How do you reckon the cricket's going at the moment?
Oh, very well, thanks. And, you know, nothing much happening in the cricket world.
Oh, Heels, well, you know what? It's probably the best thing that could ever happen in cricket. At least they're getting front and back pages. Yes, for the wrong reasons. But like the Gold Coast Suns here, like the Titans a few years ago, sometimes you have to clean it out, get a fresh start and move forward.
Yes, and if you trust that your ranks are talented enough, they'll fight back on the field as well, and they've got a good chance to do that, you know, in this high-profile summer.
Is it super frustrating? I mean, you come from the halcyon days of cricket where you were adored, revered, admired. The kids wanted to be you. The women wanted to be with you. But now, no, seriously, do you see it as a simple solution to cricket, and is it driving you batty?
It has driven me batty the last 5 years. That they've been poor listeners. There's a few things been going on in our sport that former players just don't agree with, and yet we haven't been able to change their thinking one millimetre.
Have you still got a pair of gloves in the cupboard there?
No, but what do we need?
We need you back with your gloves.
What hurts you more? The fact that, you know, looking at Australian cricket, that Australia and the public are laughing at Australian cricket, or the international sides are laughing at Australian cricket?
Oh, the public, I reckon, if that's the case. I think it's easy to say that, but, you know, there is still a very, very strong following for cricket, as we saw with that backlash earlier this year. Wow, it was powerful, wasn't it? But, the opposition, we can deal with them. The public takes a bit longer.
Now, I know you're going to cover this in the lunch, but Warner, Smith, Bancroft, should they sit out their term?
I think it would be justifiable if they wanted to shorten the term. It was an excessive punishment. But if they had given them 6 months ban, there were no games in that 6 months that we've just been through, you know. So then they had to sort of throw it out to 12 months and they've been punished for the summer, really. I think now they could probably justify and get away with it saying 1st of January they could start again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, now to wrap it up, Ian, if you're in charge of these mighty signs that they're putting in the dressing room, this big absolute toss pot of...
I know, come on.
What?
Get on your bridge.
No, honestly, it is just American WANK. So if you had your chance to put what you wanted up in the dressing rooms to get the Australian cricket team pumping... What would you say?
Enjoy every minute of it. That's it, you know. And, you know, that's all we have to do. Bat a little bit better, bowl a little bit better, enjoy each other's company and get into this thing. You're representing Australia. What a wonderful privilege. So that's what Lang is all about. If I had all that stuff up on the walls, I wouldn't let the cameras in.